7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Give me tea. Okay. Yeah, here we go. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of The Doobie Committee. Yeah, it's that time again. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. Oh, I'm drinking some tea. Oh, drinking the Jade Jiguanyin today. Oh, it's so good. And, yeah, I'm having a fairly decent day today. So far, things are going well. All my drugs have kicked in, and it's time to go over into the synth zone and do some synthesizer business, because last night I was kind of messing around working on some of this stuff. Ugh. And I did a thing, so let's plug a bunch of stuff in here. That needs to be plugged in. This needs to be turned on. I'm gonna need some headphones. Click clunk. And okay, so where are we at here? Oh yeah, I did a little thing last night. Well, because I don't know why I did this. I did this. We got this thing. Doing that with the filter and is that bad boy self-oscillating? It shouldn't be. Do we need to pull that back a little bit? There we go. Just a little bump of the knob is all it takes. And the reason I did this is only because I was vaguely concerned. And why isn't it not doing anything now? I was vaguely concerned with my clock divider. You'll remember a couple days ago I was saying, oh, my clock divider doesn't work. No, my clock divider works fine. I just gotta remember where to plug the right thing into the right thing and do the blah blah blah. And so basically I got the clock divider and we're doing this. And the clock divider is working. But now we can't hear the thingy. It's hiding down in there. Yeah, and I know what you're thinking. That's not so interesting. Yeah, no, it's not. It's not very interesting at all. But that's what we got. And why did I feel like I needed to do this? Well, I don't know. I just did. And, yikes, I had further thoughts on what to do with this. But I think that required it to be howling all the time, didn't it? And obviously I just have an LFO feeding into the frequency control. I mean the CV for the frequency, so we're getting that weepsu, weepsu, weepsu feed. And now I'm realizing that my little idea here isn't going to work, because I thought about running this into the VCA, and then we could do something with it. Well, yeah, let's still just try this. Well, what if we just take this out? Yeah, we're just getting a nice little who. And is that in tune? Kind of. Yeah, now I messed it up. Okay, that's interesting. I'm gonna take out the LFO. I'm removing the LFO from the crazy stuff. And I'm gonna now move this to the VCA. So we're gonna go stick a thing in their cable there, and we're gonna take a cable out of here and plug it into the filter. Then we're gonna plug it into the VCA. And now we got to figure out some way to open the VCA. We could do that a number of ways. The first way that occurs to me is we could use what could we use? We could use the we've got two envelopes coming out of Florian that we haven't used for anything. Let's try the VCA envelope, see if that does anything very interesting. There's not much to it, though. And the timing is off. Let's crank this up a little bit. Yeah. We're going to need to do a little trick here. And the little trick is what? Oh, wait, I've got the wrong thing plugged in. Hold on. Yeah, let's be smart instead. And maybe... Okay, yep, there it is. Gonna turn it down a little bit. And what we can do now is we can plug that old VCO back in, but we're not going to. Instead, what we're going to do is take the other clock division, which is matched up with the one that's feeding the filter, and we're going to clock the function generator. And then we're going to use the function generator. Seriously, I'm out of cords? No, here we go, here's one. And we're going to output the function generator into the VCA. And there it is, doing weird stuff. And now I'm kind of just messing with it. We've got a lot of... How do I turn this off? I don't want it going that way. Oh, I gotta find the manual. Which way do I turn the knob? Oh yeah, that's in loop mode. Okay, now it's off. And why is this weird? Okay. No, let's go like that. And this doesn't do us any good. No, what we need to do, we don't need to do this. What am I thinking? I'm going to undo the VCA business here, because this isn't smart. I'm going to leave the clock plugged into the envelope generator, the function generator. And we're going to take an output of that, and we got to take the output out of there. We got to plug this back into here, and we're going to modulate this with our little function generator. Why is that not working? Why is what I'm expecting to happen not happening? There we go. Oh, that's cute. This is fun and all, and I'm really into it. When I was originally thinking about doing this, I thought about, what if we did this, but we just did a little bit something different with the clock divider, like get this down to, I don't know. So now I'm messing with the clock divider. Can't get these synced back up now. There it is. It just occurred to me that we might be able to... Can this happen? Is this a possibility? What happens if we run this through the quantizer? I'm gonna unplug the filter output and I'm gonna plug it into the quantizer. And then we're going to take another cable here and go from a little pass out of the filter into the in of the thingy. And now we should get like a little riff. No. Now we just have emergency sounds. It's going too fast. But we can mess with this. It doesn't really sound any different. That needs to be slower to work. Which sound do I like better? The whoopee whoop? Or do we like the emergency warning? That is kind of crazy. Thank you. Okay, so we're having fun doing weird experiments. Speaking of which, I changed that one thing, and now we have a new thing in its place, and that sounds like this. Like red alert, so I'm gonna undo it and where did he go? Kinds of wackiness all set up doing strange business. What else do we need to do? You know, I just need to record this is what I need to do. I need to sit down, record this, try to sum it all up in 5 minutes. I kind of like this. But I kind of feel like we could do better? What if we were to LFO? Well, no. I was thinking, let's LFO the resonance. No, because then it'll just fade out and fade back in at weird times. And what if we gave it a fast LFO, though? We could maybe get something weird out of it. What if we do this? Okay. Yeah, now we're just getting wacky sweeps. Do we need wacky sweeps? Not really. I'm adjusting the CV level for the resonance control. Huh. Okay. Interesting. Everything is very out of sync right now. Just experimenting with all these crazy noises. I'm kind of having fun. This is odd though. But that's not a bad thing, is it? No. Yeah. Is there anywhere else to go with this, really? I mean, we could sort of make another voice by running an offset into the magic quantizer, the pitch quantizer. And then we could turn knobs to make notes. Do we have anywhere to plug this in to even try it? Yeah, let's try this just for giggles. Okay, so we'll go out from here, and we need to get a cable to go from here to here. Okay, and now we give it a little volume on the board, and we turn this knob. And it doesn't work. Why am I not getting what I thought I should be getting? That's going out to that in, and that's going out to the board, is it not? Yeah. Okay, why am I not hearing anything? Oh. Yeah, no. What am I thinking? This isn't gonna work. We need to, we need to not worry about it. So let's take these cables out. Well, I got a big rat's nest of all different kinds of cables. Ugh. Oh, and I'm kind of messed up today. All right, well, chirpy, chirpy, chirpy birds. I'm gonna stop all this. Wait, we shouldn't stop it yet. We need to stop it in just the right place. Oops, still not in the right place. We're like a beat off. There we go. Now let's reset everything. Oh, kind of hurts to sit here like this, but that's cool too. I just thought of another way we could really mess that up. What if we LFO, oh, we don't have very many LFOs left, some slow ones. What if we were to put a real fast LFO into the decay of the function generator? What if we put it into a really slow one? Can't even notice the difference. Let's go into the attack instead. Okay, a little more interest, but it's not magical. In fact, it's barely noticeable, so I think I'm gonna take that out. I'm gonna take that out and take this time to tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. Sorry about the quality of this show. It's no good, just more crappy synth. But this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. The people